Blog Talk Radio.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take. The young sister's face. See, I'm crying now, my bill of doubt. Running in the streets, so self-esteem. Thinking that used to be me. What a shame.
And life as a mother, it's hard to sit back and see the same thing that happened to me, happened to you.
Y'all, it's your On the Spot Diva, and you are now tuned into Diva Spot ENT Radio, and that's at blogtalkradio.com. And today, I got some stuff that's going to keep you humping and pumping, as my big homie Snoop Dogg would say. Now, before I get into the show, I have to say thank you to the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, for another day of grace and mercy to just use my talents and blessings to reach out to everybody from Michigan to the tri-state, from Newark to all around the world. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for me using my talents and blessings. And speaking of blessings, today I have two hot guest. It's going to be on fire today. Today we got the fashion designer and up-and-coming filmmaker, YF. And I got the divine diva, April LaJoy. She's going to be joining with me today. They both going to be on the show, and we're going to kick it. We definitely going to get it in. And I want to give shout-out to Blog Talk Radio, and I also want to give shout-out to FutureGuru100 at Twitter.com. As a matter of fact, follow me. Follow Diva Mary Kay. Follow me on Twitter at Twitter/DivaMaryKay. And you can also check me out at my blog spot. The blog spot is a hot spot to definitely check out. That's where all the artists is, all the heavy hitters that I'm networking with, all the video blasts that I'm doing is going to be there. So you can definitely hit me at Blogspot at blogspot.com/DivaMaryKay. Now, I also have some bangers. I mean, fire bangers for your ear. I got one of these bangers from Jersey. I got your boy Bowser Chia. We're going to be listening to his hot track today called Look. And also, I got the new single from your boy Tyreek called Follow My Steps. Because Tyreek is from Team Entertainment. So shout out to Team Entertainment. They're doing big things over there, and they got artists. You can actually go on Twitter and holler at them at Team ENT, Team1ENT at Twitter.com. Go holler at them and definitely link up with them because they definitely making moves. And I even got even more hot bangers for your ear. But over this week, it has been so great. I done networked with so many people and got so much hot music that I was like, yo. When the show come on, it's going to go down. They're going to go crazy. So let me get into this music right here. We getting into this cut right here has been getting so much shine. Like, it's been getting so much shine, and I definitely had to have it on Diva Spot Radio. The name of this cut is Follow My Steps, and it's by Tyreek, and it's from Team 1 ENT, and when we come back from the break, when we come back from the music, from the hotness, you know we got to get into the hotness news, and we definitely going to get into the guests. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday. So let's get into this joint right now. You already know it's Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned into Diva Spot ENT Radio. Let's go.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's Tyreek. Yo, Rich, we got another one, man. Let's go!
When you talk nightlife, we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models go step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my steps. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Yeah, I get it real cool. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Get it up, put it down. Follow my steps. You know it, you know it. The boy so swaggerlicious, and I show it. With the baddest bitches chillin' for the moment, and they never give me distance. Me, they wanna go in, it's on, and I know this. I'm in the club zoning. She back it all hard on me, damn, like we boning. She bringing out a part on me, damn, I can't control it. And we get it in all night in the early morning. Some sippin' rosé, some just patronin'. Some sippin' gin and OJ, yelling out, oh hey, okay, all day. No work, no play. Yeah, cause you see me, know me, feeling for that full play. Ain't no stopping, popping like that body about to break. I'm like, oh man, she wake the dead up, better wait. Wait, make it shake like the earth when it quake. You know it's all love, get it in the club.
When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down, just follow my steps. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Yeah, get it real cool. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. Get it up, put it down. Follow my steps. Follow my steps like a Simon Says game. I don't use auto-tune, but you feel T-Pain. Tyreek and this motherfucker bouncing off the walls. Make the club pop, get it crowded like the mall. Drop, take a little breather. Let the liquor ease ya, shake it like a seizure. Do it so good that your man wanna leave ya. Keep it all hood when it's over, catch amnesia. I know that you're a diva, got your own like Beyonce. Don't need Joe to see it swinging like Devontae. I like them white red bone or chocolate. Last scene, I'm feeling so hot. I see you, girl, shining like a star. Last call for the alcohol at the bar. Keep doing it the best, to the left, and it feels so right. Just follow my steps.
When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my steps. Follow my steps.
bicep. Just move with me, just move with me. Get the thing in line, better move swiftly. If you run out of time, just groove with me. The boys stay on the grind. I got coons with me, now roll with me, now roll with me. Shorty looking so fine, you'll be holding me. I put that arm around her neck, where it's supposed to be. Baby girl, unwind, come close to me. I do a little two-step, not too crazy. Bronx in the house, chicks wanna have my baby. Blame it on the liquor, shorty pulling down a zipper. Ask me if I'm with it, hell yeah, I won't diss her. I take her to the crib once the after party's over. Shampoo treatment, head, shoulders. Once the night is finished, we doing it to death. And you would be too if you follow my step.
When you talk nightlife, you got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I'll put it down. Tell them follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Yeah, I get it real cool. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Get it up, put it down. Follow, follow my step.
Y'all know who it is, man. Just follow my step. I'm in the lead. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Diva Mary, Diva Spot ENT Radio. That's at blogtalkradio.com. That was definitely a hot banger. Did you hear what the boy said? He said, follow my steps. And he's definitely making big moves and definitely taking the right steps. And again, that's Tariq. And the name of that cut was Follow My Steps. And you can definitely follow him on Twitter. And all you got to do is follow Team ENT at Twitter.com. And now we back at it. Now we're going to get into hot mess news. And for those who be tuning in, they be like, oh, hot mess news. Yes, because the things that come up on the internet or the things that I hear out and about as I'm usually networked, and I come across a couple of things that necessarily be hot mess news. So here is some hot mess news. Now, here's a story at the top of the hour. A sister who lives in the PJs, she lives on Webster Drive in Huntsville, Alabama. And I'm pretty sure a couple of y'all heard this story. If you haven't, that's what the Diva on the Spot is here to do. I'm here to let you know what's going on. So she woke up to an intruder in her bed who tried to rape her in front of her two-year-old little Diva. Her baby was in the bed. Now, this rapist, and to all those who want, all the wondering minds who want to know, he was black. Yes, is the Diva pissed off? Yeah, highly pissed. But it don't matter. He could have been black, white, Chinese. A rapist is a rapist. But this is what he did. Now, he took the garbage can, and he climbed onto the ledge, onto the second floor, and climbed through her window. Once he got in there, and, you know, when they say she woke up, he had to be laying in the bed with her for a minute. Me, I'm a light sleeper. I need to know what's going on. But this is what he did. He choked her, and he slapped her, and then he told her, you better not tell anyone. Damn. But what he didn't know, and thank God for women out there who definitely is not going to let this happen to you. And if this is happening to you, if anybody ever try to do anything to you, try to rape, or no matter what it is, I'm going to fight to the end. I'm going to tell y'all right now, Diva Mary Kay is fighting to the end. But he didn't know that he had the right one. What she did, she fought him off. And her brother, Antonio Dodson, big up to Antonio Dodson, because I got a brother who loves me too. And even though he may be miles away, it ain't nothing for him to make a call or get up here in 3.5 seconds if I'm having any problems. But Antonio heard her scream, and he came in, he pulled the rapist off of her. They tussled in the house, and the rapist came out of his shirt. And unfortunately, the rapist got away, but the police, they have the T-shirt as evidence. Hopefully, it goes further. You know, hopefully they'll be able to, you know, take some DNA or whatever the case may be and pull a profile on this person to get them. But not for nothing, even if they don't get them, she and her brother remember their face. You know, you're not never going to forget somebody that did something like that to you. And I hope they do catch you. I hope the girl and her brother catch him first, and then I hope the police catch him. But the reason why I say this story is bittersweet, because some very creative people on YouTube, they turn the news interview into a remix. So they turn the news, the interview, what they did with, I think that's WWA News, they turned it into a remix. And now some people have comment on YouTube or comment on now. Some people may be feeling some type of way because they think that they making fun or being disrespectful about the situation. Don't get me wrong. This is a real serious situation when something like this happens to anybody. But what they actually did is they turned it into a remix, and, you know, they actually came up with this remix. They didn't make the lyrics, but they came up with the remix. And what they're doing over there on YouTube is Relax. If you go to YouTube and go Relax 726, they actually got a link to download the song as a ringtone. And the proceeds that you get when you download it for the ringtone is going to go and help the Dobson family. But, you know, I have the link and I have the song, you know, that they remixed the video and remixed the interview. And I'm going to play a little bit for y'all so y'all can hear it. And, again, this is really serious. I'm not taking this lightly. Rape is not something that's not what's up. My personal opinion, and I have to say my personal opinion for anyone that's raping anybody from outside in the world or even in the jail, yo, you should really get yours and get it worked because it's not right. But what they did was they took this video, and I'm looking for the link right now. And I'm going to play a little bit for y'all, and after I play a little bit, I'm going to go to the lines and see what y'all think about this because I definitely want to get your opinion. You know, I see it. People calling in, and that's what's up, and I definitely want to hear your opinion. But here go a little bit of the remix that they did for the song.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and come.
Now, that was a little cut from what they did as far as with the remix. If you go to YouTube and you put in woman or you put in the search bracket that a woman woke up to an intruder in her home, you can see the full story. And not only that, you can see the remix they did. When I seen it, I was real concerned about the story. I felt some type of way. But then when I seen the remix, it kind of made it a little bit bittersweet. But just know, y'all, just know things going to happen to you that is going to affect you later on in life. But the goal is to keep pushing. So I want to go to the lines right now. I want to see who on the lines. I want to see who checking on me. I see we got a 973 number. We got a 973. That's out of Jersey. Let's see what's going on. Who's this? What's up? It's your girl Diva. Who's checking in on the line? Let me turn my volume up. 973-847. Is this Keith?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, Keith, hello? What's going on? Yeah, I hear you, Keith.
How you doing?
We talking about what's good, Keith. Hello. It's a blessing that I'm getting this call right here. This right here is the infamous Keith. This is my brother-in-law. He is the real dude, and he over there right now protecting and serving our company, our country, and I just want to say big up to you. Thank you, Keith, for calling in, yo. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's what's up. It's what's up. You know, it's kind of hard out here. You know, I'm trying to do the best I can out here, but, you know, right now, I'm in Washington State. You know, right now,
mm-hmm.
I should begin deployed to Iraq very soon. You know,
mm-hmm.
trying to do everything good, everything real gravy out here. You know, I heard
right
a track
now.
On.
Uh huh.
I heard a track on earlier. It's called it's called My Step.
Follow My Step. Yeah, you like that track?
Yeah, I like that track. I like that track. Yeah, I heard that, you know. I like that. You know, I like that.
That's what's up. That's by your boy Tyreek. That's by your boy Tyreek. He out of Team Entertainment. You can follow them on Twitter.com, Team Entertainment, Twitter.com. Yeah, that was definitely a fire track. You know I'll be searching deep down. For the group, yeah, you know how I do, and you, the fellow
mm-hmm.
music head, I can definitely dig it. But let's get to the topic here about old boy climbing in the girl window, straight out of Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. He climbed through the window, tried to rape old girl in front of her 2-year-old son. But this is my question to you. On YouTube, they made a remix of, you know, the interview, and it's kind of hot. You know, I played a little cut for you right there. I don't know if you could hear it clearly, but, you know, what they did was they took in a remix. But what you think about that right there? You know, as far as them remixing, I don't think they were trying to fun, but what you think about that, Keith?
Personally speaking, I heard it a little bit, but the reception, I'm out here in the woods, and the reception out here is not really that well. You know, I heard it a little bit, but, you know, my personal experience about somebody trying to, you know, come in somebody's window and try to raise somebody in front of their 2-year-old kid, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of jacked up, you know, that's kind of messed up. But, and when they sit there and remix it, you know, remixed on something like that, I'm trying to figure out, would you even try to remix something about that? And I don't know if they were trying to make fun of it or not. But, you know, personally speaking, I don't think if somebody tried to do something like that, I don't think that you should try to make fun of something like that. You know, try to resolve the situation. And me, if that was my sister or my cousin or something, personally speaking, I'll kick up on them. You know what I'm saying? If the cops don't get to them first. You know? But, you know, that's kind of jacked up. I wouldn't even try to remix nothing like that, you know? That's messed up.
What do you feel about, okay, them remixing it? I understand you're right. You shouldn't try to remix it or turn it into a song, into a joke. But how do you feel about, you know, them remixing it, turning it into a song, turning it into a ringtone, and they downloading it? They have a link on the site to downloading it, and the money that they get for the ringtones, the proceeds, is going to, you know, the Dobson family, because they is in a project. And you know, I know what it is to be in a project. 175 First Street, right here in Newark, New Jersey. But the Spires, I know what it is to be in a project and be like, yo, I got to get up out of here. I'm not saying that this situation should motivate them right now to get out, but I hope and I pray that it bring her and her brother even more closer, work together to keep upgrading their skills, to keep upgrading their work, to get up out of them projects, because projects is only temporary.
So
a lot of people get that messed up. I understand you get comfortable and you able to talk about much rent, but if you in a project and you going to school and you going to work and you trying to get somewhere, down minimum of 2 years.
You're right.
Yeah, the rent may be dirt. Look what old girl had to go through, and then her 2-year-old daughter, right?
That's
it is messed up and it's ridiculous. And, you know, we got Stalia Paya, a.k.a. Little Baby D-Block. She about to be 2 next month. That's my little niece, and that's his little daughter. You know, and not for nothing, honestly, he wouldn't have made it up out that house. Clive, you intentionally did that, but, Keith, you know what? I'm glad that called in to express your opinion. We need more brothers like, especially like you said, you over there in our country, and you're about to get deployed hopefully in a couple of years or whatever the case may be, but our prayers is always with you. We're going to pray now. We're going to pray before you go. We even going to pray before you even get on there, because we got to get you back, baby.
Yeah.
Definitely
is it okay if I get a shout-out real quick?
Yeah, you already know. Go ahead and get your shout-out for him, baby.
I want to give a shout-out, you know, to my one and only wife in the world. You know, her name is Nakima. I want to give a shout-out to her. You know, that's the love of my life right there. You know, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Sia. You know, I want to, you know, give another shout-out to the best sister in the world, Ebony B. You know, I want to give a big shout-out, you know. And most importantly of all, you know, I want to give another shout out to Newark, New Jersey. You know, that's my hometown, born and raised. You know,
city stand up.
Yeah. You know, even though that's my hometown, I love it to death and everything, but, you know, people got to move on. You know, people got to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
People got to do what they got to do. They don't got time to be out here, you know, sitting there hustling or gangbanging all the time. Don't get me wrong. If you out there hustling, make it a purpose of you sitting there out there hustling. Don't just sit there and just hustle and just out here. You know what I'm saying? You hustle like, oh, I'm hustling to do this, to do that, to do this, to do that. Have a purpose for doing it. Don't get me wrong, it's still illegal. Don't get me wrong. But that's your only way of trying to do something, then that's what you do. You know?
True that, true that. And you definitely right. And you definitely right about that. And I want to, you know, I want to thank you for calling in, Keith. I'm going to go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. I'm going to get back to you in a little while because I want to piggyback off of what you just said. But I love you, baby, and I want you to listen to this, okay?
All right, I love you too.
Right. Now, I'm glad Keith said that. If you out there hustling, let it be a purpose. I don't think nobody that's out there hustling has a purpose. That you anybody just hustle for no reason. But my thing is, if you're going to stand on a block, nickel and dime, 20 and 30, quarter pound, half a pound, you know, i.e. whatever, I look at it like this. If I'm going to stand on the corner and risk my life from either being locked up or either going to jail or whatever the case may be, I wouldn't necessarily stand on the corner because if my goal is to make $10,000 and I'm standing on the corner, if I look two blocks down, it's a bank down there. I can get $10,000 in 5 minutes rather than standing on this block. And it's the same risk. It's either if you rob the bank, you either can get in jail, you either go to jail or you even get shot and killed. Or if you stand on the block, you either go to jail or you're getting shot and killed. My thing is the block really worth it? But like Keith expressed, if that's your only ways and means right now of getting money, get in, have a purpose, and get out because hustling is very, very addictive, and that's part of the struggle. That's definitely part of the struggle. We all know about struggle and going through. Even if you ain't hustling, it's still a struggle. And, you know, I understand that even as being a single mother, you know, freshly divorced, me and my ex-husband ain't got no issues with each other. It's just like he said, you got to move on. Don't lose your identity because you so easily lose your identity when you put all your eggs in the basket for somebody else. And just like a woman can do it, a man can do it as well. You know, so you definitely got to stay on your grind, get focused, and do what's best for you. And when I say do what's best for you, I mean really sit down, look at what you need to do, and look at what's available to you. If you want a Benz or a house and you don't have no credit, then it ain't going to happen. But you got to get some inspiration and you got to get some motivation in your life. And that's what I do on today. And being that I seek that every day, I get to network with inspirational people and Divine Divas, and another person that I have the privilege. I mean, this woman right here is definitely a divine woman. And when I say she gets the diva stamp, I mean, diva to me means that you are divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. And she definitely, I mean, definitely know what it means to transform herself. And she's one of my guests today, Miss April LaJoy. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get her on the line. Give me 1 second. Diva, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clear. Everybody, I want to welcome Miss April LaJoy to the show. April, thank you for coming through and, you know, following through with your promise. And that's big things. When people show up to go up, you know you can definitely network with her.
No problem, and thank you for having me.
Definitely welcome. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know exactly what type of divine diva you are.
Well, my name is April LaJoy. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. Again, it's April LaJoy, April like the month, and then LAJOY. You know what, I'm just out here trying to promote positivity, like you said. It's always great to hear from women who are doing the same thing, you know, trying to network with other, you know, entrepreneurs or women trying to be positive and keep a positive attitude. Basically, how you found me, you know, was through Twitter, you know, as we talked about before, and you went to my blog, which is grownwomansdiary.com. And basically that story tells it all. When you go to my blog, you'll be able to read all about me and my history, or my purpose of writing the blog, where I came from, what I've been through. If you go through the archives back from March when I started the blog,
mm-hmm.
then it'll get a little bit of history about what my purpose is. But mainly, like I said, it's about letting people know, not just women, but letting people know in general,
mm-hmm.
that there's always hope. You know, there's always
mm-hmm.
a way. And that God is always here with us and on
mm-hmm.
our side, but it seems like. So that's what I'm about.
You know what? Y'all definitely got to check out Grown Woman's Diary. That's www.grownwomansdiary.com. This blog is something serious. And it's women and men and whoever. It's real people sharing real things with real people. You definitely got to go to her blog. I was so impressed. Like she said, meet me and her, and how I found her was on Twitter, and I went to her Grown Woman's Diary, and it was just, I wasn't feeling depressed that day, but I was really feeling some type of way on that day, and I had read her blog, and, you know, it just was so refreshing. I always knew that it was other women going through what I'm going through as far as being a mother, taking care of your business, even single fathers. Shout out to the single fathers, too. We can't leave y'all out. But I was going through and I read that, and when I say it lifted my spirit, it lifted my spirits, and that's what we're talking about, lifting your spirits no matter what you go through. I done had my own family steal my bank card, steal money from me, and sit right in my face and deny it, and they on camera. But sometimes you got to live and let live. And let's, in talking about lifting spirits, April, what you think about the story, you know, with the guy trying to rape the young lady in front of her 2-year-old daughter, and, you know, and she's in the project in Huntsville, Alabama, you know, he's trying to rape her, whatever the case may be, and a couple of people on YouTube, Relax 726 on YouTube, they took the interview and they turned it and remixed it into a song, into a video. And I'm going to send you the link later so you can see it. But I don't think that they were trying to poke fun. And even if they wasn't trying to poke fun, do you feel like they should have took that interview and remixed it into an upbeat song? And not only that, turn it into a ringtone so you can download it, and some of the proceeds is going to the family. Do you think that they should have remix that and then try to get profit off of someone being off an interview of a guy trying to rape somebody?
You know what? When I actually saw that video a while back, because it was like circulating through Facebook and everywhere, you know. So I saw that actually like last week or so. And when I first saw it, it was entertainment to me. You know, it was funny. You know,
yeah.
But the backstory behind it, you know, is definitely serious. It's definitely not something that I would condone or that anyone should condone. But I think that what they did was took a stereotypical interview with an African-American person, you know,
mm-hmm.
from the project or from the hood or wherever, and they took
mm-hmm.
that and they spun it in a funny way, you know. And when you think about it, I mean, when you see it as funny as something to laugh at, I don't think that people are laughing at the story, but they're laughing
mm-hmm.
at, you know, how they remixed it. And I even made the comment, like, whoever did this mix did a really good job. You know,
that's
it's not it. Something to really go on and purchase, but now that you brought to light about selling it for a profit or for it to profit the family, I think that's an awesome idea. I think that it would
mm-hmm.
not be fair to sell it and keep all the profits themselves, because it
mm-hmm.
wasn't them. You know, they had to use Anthony's face, you know, Anthony's voice, you know, however they
mm-hmm.
used it, had to get his permission to do that, I would
yeah.
think, you know. But by them taking it and really making it and turning it into something positive and not just for exploitation, I think that's a great idea.
I definitely think it's a great idea, too, that they took something negative. And it's like, it's bittersweet, you know, you took something negative and you got some type of good. out of it because the brother was type serious. Like, you can tell all the way he is a ghetto fab diva, and that's fine with me. But like he said, homeboy, he was not playing with him, but they took it and they remixed it. And, you know, sometimes with me, myself, I take negative situations and I turn and put a spin on it so I can see some light at the end of the tunnel, because thank God nobody was raped.
Right.
You know, that's my main concern. Thank God nobody was raped.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is that nobody got hurt. And I think that it would have been, and it was already a sad situation to begin with, but on top of that, you know, no one got, you know, actually physically hurt other than, you know, the initial him coming in. I mean, that's a violation in itself. But like you said, to turn something negative into a positive, and I wish that it would have been something where, and I don't know if Anthony agreed to do it or, you know, whatever the case is, but that's definitely a testimony where he can say, you know, they turned something negative into positive. I mean, even myself, going through what I did and all the decisions that I made in my marriage, you know, having to go through figuring out whether or not to let that marriage go after 10 years. And then, you know, and after I did, it almost seemed like a dismal situation. Like, you know, what do I do from here? But, like you said, taking that situation and turning around, and I'm able to provide, you know, positivity and encouragement to other women who may be going through the same thing or similar things in their lives, women who are trying to find their voice, like you said earlier, trying to find your identity. You know, that's all I'm about. It's going to take for me, you know, even when I write my book, A Grown Woman's Diary, when that comes out, you'll see all of the negativity that I had to go through. You'll even see the funny stories that I had to go through. But, you know, like the Bible says, it's all working for my good, you know.
And you're right, it all worked. And you're right, it definitely all worked for the good at the end of the day. And a lot of people say, oh, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? This and this and that. Well, I look at it like this a lot of times in my life. To suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find understanding in the suffering. You got to understand why you're going through a couple of things, because not for nothing, God is not going to give you things that you're not ready for. And if you didn't go through that, and if that didn't happen to you, then you wouldn't be prepared for the good stuff that's coming later. You definitely wouldn't be prepared for the good stuff that's coming later. And that's how I feel. I just keep it moving each and every day. April, I want to thank you for that comment. And you calling in, you definitely a divine diva. And again, y'all check April out. You got to check her out at www.grownwomansdiary.com. Follow her at twitter.com/April_LaJoy. So that's going to be twitter.com/ April, A-P-R-I-L underscore LaJoy. That's L-A-J-O-Y. You can even hit her up on Facebook. Show you how good God has been to her and how much focus she is doing her thing with four babies. Who says that you can't do it? Who said that you can't be a superwoman? Come on now. Who says you can't get your identity back? You can hit her up at www.facebook.com/APRILLAJOY. Hit her up on her Grown Woman's Diary. Also hit her up on Twitter and make sure to hit her up on Facebook. We're going to get into some more music. And like I told you, being that I'm in Brick City, Brick City Stand Up 973, we're going to come out with your boy Bowser Chiss. He got this song called Look, and this is another hot banger. For all y'all listening, I see these lines lighting up. I know you listening. I know you want to hear, because we definitely got some fire out here. But we're going to get into Bowser. Look. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now turn into Diva Spy ENT. Let's go.
Yeah. look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, 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 cause I ain't done. Look, look, look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, look, look what I have done. Tell this nigga he ain't real. Tell this chick he ain't hard. He was shaking on the third set. Pull up on the ball. The type to get carjacked out his own car. My little nigga 16, mean with a gym star. He'll leave you with a half a bake. I ain't had no pops. You know I was a bastard case. Started selling rock. The hoes was on my job. Standing all night on the block. If that's what it had to take. It was kinda crazy when we was growing up. There wasn't no gang. Now I see him throwing up. I'm coming from the bottom. I only see me going up. And the fiends know I got him, but the streets are slowing up. I'm back on my bullshit. The recession is here. You know I pick that good track and let it bang in your ear. You know I pitch that good crack and I'm slinging it here. I came to take the hood back from fake bangers and queers. Look, look, look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, 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 cause I ain't done. Look, look, look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, look, look what I have done. Get in my way, that mean you tripping, so I'm tempo beating you. Haze is terrific, make my day go easier. My haze and my women come from Indonesia. Straight playing you niggas like Windows Media. Me and you lame niggas, they come from the same cloth. Choosing a bang, nigga, I'm letting them things off. It's a shame I took a break, now the game's off. Tragic, so I came back, same status, pause. Not the nigga beef with 50, talking about the South nigga. Freeway Ricky, I'm in the game, so come EA with me. I'm in my lane, so please stay with me, cop. Pounds of sour, cause I'm a weed connoisseur. I'm in the trap with my packs and all kind of bore. I carry heat, cause I practice the art of war. You in the streets playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Look, look, look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, 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 cause I ain't done. Look, look, look where I came from. I ran with crooks till I became one. You dudes are shook and I ain't the one. Man, look, look, look what I have done.
What's up? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and we back in effect. You're now tuned into Diva Spot ENT Radio. We had the lovely April LaJoy came in. Again, big ups to her for coming through. And we definitely getting back into this hot mess news. Now, y'all know I got to come with some fire. And if I'm going to give you one hot mess news, I definitely got to give you another. Now, this hot mess news comes from a man in Chicago is recovering after jumping from a third-story building while eluding the police. Why was he eluding the police? Well, according to published reports, Ronald, a.k.a. Booby, is currently hospitalized after suffering two broken legs and other injuries after jumping from a third-story window to escape the arrest of a warrant for child support. Wow. Authorities state that the deputy with the Cook County Sheriff's Child Support Enforcement Unit attempted to take Ronald into custody on Tuesday, August the 10th. When they arrived at the third floor apartment where they heard he was, after approaching the apartment and announcing their office, they were greeted by a woman who said she didn't even know him or the whereabouts of Ronald. Yeah, all right. After deputies entered to search the apartment, a juvenile pointed to the window. The deputy walked over to the window, looked down, and saw Ronald laying on the ground. So the juvenile could have been the girl's son, and he probably didn't like his ass no way. Although several injuries, although severely injured, police stated that Ronald still tried to elude the police by trying to crawl away while the police were blocked behind a locked iron gate. Now, the deputy ordered him to give him the wrist. Give him his wrist. Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to give you my wrist. My legs is broken. So he can cuff him. But they state that he replied by cursing them out. I would, too. Reports indicate that in his fall, Ronald landed close enough to the gate and struggled to move, so deputies were able to reach through the gate, grab him by the wrist, and handcuff him to the fence until the security guard arrived to unlock the fence. Now, they did call an ambulance, and that's when the deputy learned that Ronald suffered multiple component fractures in both legs and other injuries. Now, Ronald is currently free on bond until his next court date, which is October the 19th. And the amount that he owes is currently, the amount that he owed in back child support was $5,979.66. FYI to all those mothers and fathers, baby mothers and baby fathers. If you have a warrant for your arrest and they come to pick you up for child support, you're not going to do no more than 3 days in jail, if that. You may go to court the same day, but that's tight ridiculous. First of all, you running from child support and you jump out three stories. I would have just been like, you know what, let me take care of this. Where was the communication between you and the baby mother when she put you on child support? And even if you couldn't communicate with her, you still could have took the time to go down and to the court. Because y'all got rights, fathers. Y'all got rights. As a matter of fact, y'all got a whole team, and every child, what is it, it's family court. In every family court in your city, there's rights for the parents, mother, and father. So why didn't he run? If it was, if it's not that serious for child support, I think he was running from something else. But I'm definitely going to get somebody else's opinion on it. So let me go to the line and see who this is here. What's up? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who on the line?
Hello?
Is this Kima?
Yeah, boy.
What's going on, Kima, Dima? What's good for all those listening? What's up, baby?
What's up? All right, I got something to say, first of all. First of
right.
all, the motherfucker that jumped out the window, run from child support, his baby mother was probably the one that was sitting there telling the cops to chain who the fuck he was. Keeping Joanna with you. I'm serious, for real. And the motherfucker that he owed child support for was probably a little boy that rattled his dumb ass. And he told the cops that he jumped out the window. He retired and he's stupid. You go on child support, it ain't nothing. Like, I'm like, fathers, like, nowadays, like, just get over it. Like, just help out. It's not hard just to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got this, I got that. We don't ask much. Being a baby mother, you know what I'm saying? We don't ask much. Just spend time is important. The money, I mean, hey, we gotta take care of our kids too, but don't fucking run from the police. You're gonna get caught and found, and he's a prime example. Like, what the hell?
So what you saying, you know, don't run from the police. When it comes to child support, he was running like he was facing three bodies or something. But
he probably,
what you're saying,
he was facing three bodies.
I mean, hopefully not. The brother ain't facing three bodies. But what you're saying is go ahead and do what you got to do. And to your mothers out there listening and to the fathers out there listening, it ain't all about money all the time.
Yeah.
You know, time and support is more valuable than anything. If you watch the kid or spend time with the kid, I don't think it would necessarily be a problem. That way you can communicate with the baby mother and make sure, or not BM, but the child's mother, and see what's going on with her, because some women are very vindictive. They mad because most likely they broke up while they was pregnant or after the baby got here and he with his new chick and they feeling some type of way and they want to be mean. You don't really have to deal with her. You can deal with the courts because you have rights. And now that I said that, it's a website called www.babymamadrama.com. These are legal professionals that will assist you and give you free legal services and wrestling. It is. Believe it.
www.babymamadrama.com. That was our professional.
I understand, but it's for the brothers, and it is. They're real legal people out there doing their thing, and they're there to assist you with the education, to educate you on what rights that you do have in the court to avoid all this mess happening and avoid from jumping three damn stories and breaking your leg. Like, and the funny thing about it, I'm sorry.
That's not like a story I know. Somebody jumping out of a window. Oh,
right, Kima. I want to thank you for calling in. I love you much, and I'll definitely holler at you later.
Wait, I got to give a shout-out, though.
Definitely can
give
a shout-out.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to God, the one and only. You know what I'm saying? And my other shout-out to my husband, Keith. I love you. I know you gave me a shout-out earlier. I heard you. And to my little baby girl, Messiah. And to my sister, Big Ass. Make sure y'all keep tuned to her show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be something one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the truth. Make sure you stay tuned. Listen to everything she got to say because it's true. And that's it. Love you.
Right. Bye, Diva. That's what's up. It's love all around the board. And when you definitely doing something, and just like she said, make sure you tune in. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. I definitely want to get another opinion. So let's go to the phones again. What's up? It's your On the Spot Diva. Who's tuning in now? What's this, 860-400? Who's this?
Hey, Mikel, Future Guru 100 out of Jersey, Irvington.
Oh, we got a heavy hitter on the show as well. What's up, Future Guru 100? How you, baby?
Going in, catching the information you providing out here for these people. I mean, I never knew about a babymamadrama.com. So.
What your On the Spot Diva is for. It sounds funny, but it's true. It's www.babymamadrama.com.
Very informative. I'm just enjoying the vibe, feeling the love. Shout out to Keith and Kima, the lovely couple. And, you know, it's really refreshing to see that, you know, love is in the air. So shout out to all of us in love. Shout out to everybody that support each other and not being crabs in the barrel. If you got a crab, you got a crab in the barrel. You know what? You're gonna get out. You're gonna get out before that crab that's trying to. So just be that crab that's trying to get out. And like, yo, come on, let's get out. Don't try to pull him back down. Pull your sister up. Pull your brother up. So shout out to everybody supporting Diva Mary Kay. You know, and I think that this is a wonderful platform for you. So congratulations on the show.
Thank you, Rue. That's what's up. What you think about this topic with old boy jumping out the window, three stories? Now, he did owe, let me look at this. He owed $5,979.66. I know you have a beautiful and talented daughter, and I'm pretty sure you don't face those type of issues of having back child support. But what do you think as far as him going to that limit to jump out the window? Like, was that really necessary? Because not for nothing, if you do have a warrant for your arrest for child support and you get picked up, you only doing 3 days tops.
Well, some people going through more than just baby mama drama. I'm not even going to, you know, put it that that's all he had facing. Or he might have some other issues like drugs or... You know, that's immediately what's coming to my mind. The brother might have other issues. I mean, all I could do is tell y'all to pray for him. Maybe he'll fix his life. You know, it's all about rebuilding what you already, like, if you have broken connections as far as your family and your daughter, you have to try to repair it. So, you know, everybody just, you know, don't be quick to jump to conclusions. I just want to say, you know, we all know that you never know the full story. So, like, you know, I always put myself in that position. Like, I don't know the full story. I mean, so I just want to say I look at it objectively where I can say, you know, I wish him, you know, the best and maybe he can fix his life. If he didn't, you know, he lucky. He might have had a death wish, maybe not, but... You know, if he's still here, maybe it'll allow him to fix his relationships with everybody involved, you know. So that's from the courts on down to the child. I mean, you know, he's facing, people is in worse situations.
And you're right about Guru. You're right about that. You know, people is facing worse situations. And who's to say that he didn't have a death wish? But look how important it is for you to have communication. And Guru, I want to thank you for calling in and commenting. That means so much to me. Yo, follow FutureGuru100 at Twitter.com. He's doing big things. Follow him for promotion. Matter of fact, he's a well-rounded guru. Anything that you're trying to do, he can definitely get you there. I want to thank you for calling in, Guru.
I'm glad that we can share this time with Diva Mary Kay. And we just want to just show love and support. And at the end of the day, we all know that it takes, more than just, you know, to have a movement. You have to get people to support you and tell other people. So why don't you tell somebody about the show? If you didn't know it was a website called www.com, Baby Mama Drama, tell them you heard it here first at blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. So this is Future Guru 100 saving my battery on my phone saying, I got to go. I love everybody supporting my movement. And now that you support my movement, you can support this movement. It's called Diva Mary Kay, Diva Spot ENT. So
that's what's up, Guru. That definitely what's up. You know, we at the bottom of the show. I see we got one more caller in. I just want to get one more person in and see who's calling in. Hold on 1 second. What's up? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who on the line? We got the 973-847. Who's on the line right now?
Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes, this is Diva Mary Kay. Who's checking in right now?
This is Keith again. It's Keith.
What's up, Keith? I'm glad that you called in and checked. I just wanted to make sure I kept the lines open. But, yeah, we at the bottom of the hour, and we talked on a hot mess, you know, topic today. You know, I just want to say to all the brothers out there, it ain't that serious. You know, take your time one day at a time, one step at a time. Keep the communication line open. And, again, follow your diva. Follow me at Twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. You can also tune into my show each and every Diva Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to shout out Miss April LaJoy for calling in and listening again. Again, check out her site, www.grownwomansdiary.com. Also, thank you to Future Guru 100 for checking in. Y'all can hit them up on Twitter. Big up to Kima and big up to Keith for calling in. That's definitely a power couple right there. They both serving our country in the Army, and they both making sure that they protect, and we get so we can be protected at the end of the day. These people putting their lives on the front line for us, so they already get big dubs anyway. I definitely want to go ahead and go in on the who checking in on Twitter. Want to say big ups to YFDF. I definitely want to say big ups to CO_Post. I want to say big up on Twitter. And let's go on to Facebook. Who's checking in on Facebook? Because I see everybody just posting their comments. I want to say what's up to Mona and T and Shannon. That's what's up. Thanks for listening. I want to say what's up to Jazzy all the way out, you know, in the Yak. And for those who don't know, I'm from Pontiac, Michigan. So big up to Pontiac and big up to the D. What we're going to do, I want to thank you again for tuning in for the show. Next week is going to be more fire, more topics, more everything. So what we're going to do at the end of the show, you know what we're going to do. We're going to get into some music because it was only right. I want to just thank you for tuning in. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you now tuning in Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's go ahead and get a window seat because that's exactly what I mean right now. You already know. It's your girl, one.